Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know what's funny? So many amazing things happened last night.
Yes.
You forget Ray Davis scored the first touchdown.
Yeah.
Your Buffalo Bills clinched the AFC East last night against the San Francisco 49ers. After that second drive, it wasn't even a contest. The Bills were off to the races in 3 feet of snow. And it was one of the greatest games that was not fun to watch, but also the funnest one to watch of all time. Because that wasn't real football.
Well, that was not. I mean, they even kept saying on the broadcast, like, this is a slower game than we're used to, because it was mostly these guys just trying to get their footing, you know?
But it was more San Francisco than the Bills that were slipping to me.
It was weird.
But the funniest one was that lineman doing that belly flop. But he lost his footing, and he went belly to the ground.
Belly to the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of the breaker. Brought just classic rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy made his picks on Wednesday thanks to the Thanksgiving holiday.
It was a tough, short week.
No, it was. And we had only started to hear a little bit about the weather when that had happened. So, factor there.
Yeah.
Also, Tommy forgets his picks when he makes them on Friday. So, there is no way he has remembered any pick that he has made since almost a week ago. But we press on.
All right.
Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's figure it out.
Tommy told it like it is, and now we find out how it was. Bule, excuse post-game Monday in the break room on WCMF.
Let's get to Tommy's first pick from last week here in the break room on CMF. Over under 65 yards receiving for Bills wide receiver Amari Cooper.
You're telling me this guy is like number one guy, can't get a lousy 65 yards
with
Josh Allen. They're going to stop Josh Allen, these soft-ass San Francisco boys. Ain't having it.
So you have no trepidation with Amari.
This guy cannot get a lousy 65 yards against this, 500 San Francisco team?
Give me under 500. What's the slogan for the
Bills? They're under?
They're 5-6 right now.
Oh, Mike. You're trying to scare me with this team?
Yeah, coming off two losses in a row?
Yeah.
Or are they three? No, two.
No, they're two. Yeah. Oh, and this is a team that they're,
Let me tell you something. By the way, they're coming to us. You always tell me, you come from the West Coast to the East Coast, very difficult.
So to be clear.
Oh my God.
Give me this time off. Lord baby Jesus, please
get me to 10 o'clock
to give me this time off. You are over 65 yards receiving for Amari Cooper.
Yes.
Give me 65 lousy yards.
Well, he could have had it.
Well, he had an active day, all things considered.
Bro, he had that miracle move.
Yes, he did. Three catches. That's one of them for 12 yards.
Wait, that's all he gets.
No, he missed. What are you doing?
No, you can't.
No,
backs.
My mouse jumped.
Give me the best.
I meant to do this one.
It's a miss. No, but you brought up that miracle play.
Bro, whoever, like a rugby move.
Okay, right. Amari Cooper's pitch to Josh Allen.
First time in history.
The funniest thing.
An American soul.
About Amari Cooper's performance last night, right? He laterals to Josh for one of the all-time greatest Bills teams.
That move has got to be an all-time, like, photo for the Bills.
Agreed. Oh, yeah.
It's like that Bobby Orr moment where he's, like, in midair after he scores that goal.
Absolutely.
It's insane.
It's amazing.
Like, that has to be the statue.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
How can you not? Isn't that the Bobby Orr one that's out in front of the Fleet Center?
Kind of looks like you should put a cape on him or something.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
But here's what sucks about that for Amari Cooper. That's going to go down in history. I agree with you 100%. Mm-hmm. I love the statue idea. He will get zero credit for any of it. Yeah. Because when it goes down in the history books, Amari Cooper on that play gets credit for a catch for no yards. Josh Allen gets credit for a touchdown pass and a touchdown reception. Like 30 years from now.
Amari Cooper's a ghost.
Yes. There will be a trivia question. Who lateraled that ball to Josh Allen? And we're all going to go, Khalil Shakir. And then Kimmy's going to buzz who whatever guy after your dad is sitting in his room. So you're 0 for 1. Congratulations. Yeah. But it's okay. You got a lot of picks left. Let's get to our second pick from Tommy last week here in the break room on CMF. Over under. 0.5 a touchdown. For tight end George Kittle.
I don't think it's happening. I don't think this beatnik travels well. So I don't think him coming east is going to fare well with this kid. And he's kind of a clingy, like, to his wife. And if it looks like if she ain't around, he's, like, lost.
How do you know she's not coming? Yeah. Second of all.
Bro, she's super. You do not want to be in a plane with this chick.
Well, she wouldn't fly with the team.
For a reason.
Oh, my God. Wait, so you're
basing this solely on his wife being
the good thing about these shows can be. It gives you the inside track. Okay. It's almost like having a little inside
Look at you. You are an insider.
I'm telling you, this kid doesn't travel well. He's a little bit on the soft side. And I think
George Kittle's soft?
Oh, my God. And I think he's a little overrated.
So that's
I'm
going to
say
no.
Okay. So
no,
just,
Kittle.
Just to be clear.
Nothing for you, Kittle.
You are under 0.5 a touchdown.
Yeah, Kittle ain't getting nothing.
For 49ers tight end George Kittle. Yeah. Give everyone a heads up. Tommy knows all that information from the reality show he watched on Netflix.
Yes, The Receivers. Very good.
Yeah. George Kittle had a surprisingly quiet night.
Shut his ass down.
One catch, 7 yards, no touchdown.
Wait.
I honestly did not mean to do
What's wrong with you?
I swear, I was just getting warmed up. You know, we were off.
One job. You got one job, Kimmy.
Ding my ass.
Hit the right button. Ding his ass, Kimmy. So here's the thing. No, don't give him two. You brought up how San Francisco was having a hard time handling the snow.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%, right? And it makes sense that San Francisco, being on the West Coast, not playing in this on a normal basis, would have a hard time. But when the Bills were successful. Leaning on big bodies when they had to throw the ball in the situations they needed to. Dawson Knox had a couple of nice grabs. Amari Cooper's a big dude. Mac Hollins is a monster. Yeah. He had a touchdown catch. Even backup tight end Quentin Morris had a 14-yard grab. It seems like the 49ers didn't figure that out.
They have no big boys.
Yeah.
Well, they were missing some big names on defense, right?
They were, but I guess what I'm saying is, like, George Kittle is your largest target, right? And he's big and he's strong, strong hand. Like they were saying, right, like after the game, like Dawson Knox had so much success because he's got big-ass strong hands and arms. Mm. George Kittle looked like he got strong hands and arms.
Yeah, but it's a West Coast.
Yeah, they just had nothing going for him. I mean, Christian McCaffrey looked like he was getting something going, and then he went down. So
he's done
for
the season.
I think
it
didn't look good.
He was their stud, right?
I mean, he went down on his own, which you always know is not good.
Yeah, he blew his PCL out.
Yeah.
Do you need those?
The Pacific Coast League, yeah.
Oh, wow.
DiMaggio started there. All right, so you're 1-1. Congratulations.
Looking good.
All right, let's get to a third pick, a Mule post-game excuse Monday here on CMF. Over under, 0.5 a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen on Sunday.
He's getting in, baby. You know he's getting in. He's going to see that spot. You can't stop that kid. He cannot stop that guy.
You don't think that all this MVP talk and coming off a bye, because I'm sure that they had a little extra time to pay attention to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You think that's going to get to his head, though?
I don't think the kid gets rattled. He doesn't seem to get rattled.
The guy that you call Lighthouse Boy for about three seasons straight, he doesn't get rattled?
He's matured. Can we agree he's matured?
I thought he was great before.
He's playing better, smarter football now than he's ever played.
Oh, now you're going to try to sound like serious football? I look dueling douches in the pregame.
That's because you're watching football.
Bitch.
Buffalo Sabres.
To be clear, you are over one half a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen. Okay.
Golden Boy is getting in.
I love it. He's playing smarter football. Amari Cooper tossed me the ball. Josh was not the team's leading rusher by a long shot yesterday.
No, but he did it when it counted.
3 carries, 18 yards, but you're right. He made the last one count. I was looking for a highlight there.
What? You've been smoking crack all weekend? What a doper.
No, I'd be more on it if I was.
He made the last one count. By the way, wrong Chris Brown. You didn't know it at the time, but that first one counted as a touchdown catch. Okay, I'll say it again.
What's up?
What Josh did last night may have been the greatest game ever played by a Bills quarterback. Mm. It may have been the greatest game ever played by a Bill. And I'm not talking about from a statistics standpoint. I'm talking about how every time he touched the ball.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All accounted?
Yeah.
Last night, Josh Allen passed Jim Kelly for most touchdowns in franchise history.
As if he didn't do enough, you know?
Man.
Think about this. O.J. Simpson, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, Jim Kelly, all Pro Football Hall of Famers, all unbelievable offensive talents.
Yeah.
Josh Allen has more touchdowns than all of them.
Wait, he's eclipsed all of them.
He's eclipsed all of them. Jim Kelly was number one, and he, in theory, has another decade in this
game
if he wants it. The guy just plays football.
And you wouldn't think he would do it in a game like that. Like, you kind of figure low scoring, going to be tough to, touchdowns are going to be tough to come by tonight. James Cook's going to run it in every time.
Yep.
Like, it's not the game you were expecting him to break these types of records.
The first quarterback in the history of the NFL to have a touchdown pass, catch, and run in the same game.
In 155,000 years.
He is so much fun to watch. Look, I cannot imagine how frustrating it must be for fans of teams that are playing against the Bills. Because, like, every once in a while you'll see Lamar. I love watching Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
You'll see him make a play and you go, oh, man, how does he do that? Patrick Mahomes, we've been on the other end of it.
Mm.
It does seem this year that Josh is just doing it more.
It's all coming together.
Right? And that game last night, you said it this morning, and I think you're right. That may have sealed the MVP for him.
Oh, it has to.
God, I love that kid so much.
Yeah, on a national stage like that, especially.
Back-to-back national weeks!
Yeah, everybody saw it.
They've been playing it all morning on TV.
Yeah.
We watch it TV. It's on air.
No, but it's national television.
It's on the TV, guys.
It's pretty cool.
Guys, it's on the TV.
I've been there.
Angelina Jolie. Let's get to Tommy's fourth pick this morning here on CMM. The Bills win, and if so, is it by a touchdown or more?
So you're going to tell me that this West Coast coming...
Yeah.
limping ass in.
That played in the Super Bowl last year. And
soft ass, yep. Overrated Brock Purdy. He was a one-hit wonder kid.
You're describing the Bills made, at
the,
one point.
The gas is
didn't
out
Brock,
of this kid.
That out.
Hasn't Brock Purdy played in like multiple NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
The gas is off of this kid.
They are going to throw everything they have at you.
Like every other team that comes to Buffalo because they want to take down the Golden.
No, this is for their season. It has nothing to do with cachet. They need. Okay, fine. Do the Bills win? Do the Bills win?
There we go. Bills win. Bills win. Yes, the Bills win.
Do they do it by a touchdown or more?
What do you think, guys?
I'm asking you.
Oh, you know what I see, baby.
What do you say?
I'm seeing me a Kittle blowout, baby.
Just give it to him. Even though you predicted a Kittle blowout.
Yeah, I don't know what that why you blew him Kittle out of there. In there. Yeah,
no, he just got confused. Blew just started Kittle yelling. Out. He just took all the words that were in his head and just came out of his mouth. There you go. By the way, the Bills once again scored 30 points. They have scored 30 points every home game this season.
Wow. That's got to be another record, right?
I do not have that in front of me, but let's go with it. First time in NFL history.
I was worried at the beginning of this game. Because I thought they jinxed themselves for bringing that Flutie back.
That
Flutie guy?
The most forgettable of Bills.
People still
have... I don't get it.
Look,
I think they said on the broadcast people are waiting like 2 hours in line to get stuff signed.
I don't get it, man.
She's on camera.
Of all the great Buffalo Bills, let's bring out Doug-ass Flutie.
Doug-ass Flutie. Look, you know I'm not a Flutie fan either, but and here's the thing. Everybody... who played for the Bills is a 2-hour line to get an autograph. Mm-hmm. You have to have a new guy every week. Like you can't keep rolling out Thurman Thomas.
Right.
He wants to watch the game too, you know.
Probably stay warm. I get it.
All right. So you're looking good, man. You could be 4-1.
Bro.
You could be 4-1.
I got robbed.
Oh, did you get robbed?
Yes.
Maybe if you would have listened to what I had to say.
How about hike the goddamn ball?
To the moon, Tommy.
How do you not hike that ball? And I'm talking about the Friday game.
Why don't we get to the bonus pick first, stupid, so people understand what you're saying?
Right.
To recap,
that's so fast, chuckle butt buddy. I say at the end of this game on Sunday night.
I'm
predicting two things.
Why do things always happen at the end of the game?
Well, that's what you do.
That's when the things happen.
That's when you take all the stats.
You wear the bonus pick lives.
I'm over here. No, I'm over. I say by the end of this game, because I'm predicting two things.
Okay, so predict them, stupid.
The Bills have the number one seed Sunday night. I think there's going to be an upset on Friday.
You think the Raiders?
I think
with a backup quarterback.
There's going to be, because the Kansas City has been winning by the skin of their ass.
Because the Kansas City have been winning by
the
skin of their
ass. They're barely beating good teams.
Okay.
And I'm saying there's going to be a Black Friday upset.
Prediction one is that Sunday night the Bills are the number one overall seed in the AFC.
Because
the
Kansas City drops an easy one.
Okay, so those are your two predictions.
Yeah, it's going to be the Black Friday massacre in Kansas City.
That's one prediction, but that's fine.
But it's all going to set up.
The whole show is just going to be us making guttural noises at each other until 10 o'clock.
So goddamn close.
Yeah, those games are annoying.
And I said the Raiders were going to come in and play them tough, and they did.
Yeah, no, I also agree with
pushed
you.
They're going to play around.
No, I agree they were going to play them tough because it's a divisional game. But I do remember someone in this room saying a backup quarterback doesn't have the ability to win that game. And why did they?
All he had to do was the base thing.
Huh, yeah.
They've been doing all day.
And what happened?
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it because he
dropped the ball.
No one named Aiden has ever been successful. Maybe one successful Aiden.
I don't know any Aidens.
That's what I'm saying. Kimmy, can we Google the most successful Aiden?
Well, there's Aiden Hutchinson.
Okay, he's pretty successful. Other than that guy.
What does he do? I forgot.
Aiden Hutchinson's a defensive end for the Detroit Lions.
Oh, okay.
But he's got a broken leg. He's not playing. So, Aiden O'Connell, quarterback for the Raiders.
It's too new of a name.
Aiden?
Yeah, there's no old Aidens.
It sounds like one of those.
No Aidens. General Aiden.
No, it sounds like there probably is like 15 General Aidens, and we put Aiden away for a little while, and then when I was a kid, Aiden came back.
Right.
I don't know. Aiden does sound old. Aiden! I almost said Hutchinson again. I can't think of a last name that goes with it, but it sounds old and Southy. Old and Southy. Here's the thing, though. I mean, look, the Chiefs are going to lose games. They're going to lose games. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen. The Bills are going to have their opportunity. Everything else worked out for the Bills.
Oh, yeah.
The Ravens lost. So you put more space between those teams there, and they lost to an NFC team. Also, Steelers-Bengals yesterday.
Oh, yeah, they lost, right?
Well, no, Steelers won.
Oh.
Right? But a lot of Bills fans wanted the Steelers to win that or lose that game. They may have knocked the Bengals out of the playoffs entirely. They played the Bengals yesterday. If there was one team I did not want to see in the wild card, I don't want Cincinnati. Right. For some reason, they know how to play the Bills well. The Steelers have games to lose.
Right.
I want Cincinnati dead.
So that they out.
I want their mother dead. I want their dog dead.
Is Cincy out?
They're not out, but no.
Looking bad.
Oh, boy, is it bad.
All right.
Most famous Aiden?
It's a lot of like actors and musicians you probably never heard of. Like Aiden Turner?
Nope.
He's an Irish actor. Aiden Quinn is an American actor.
Nope.
Aiden O'Brien, guy. Who's an Irish horse racing trainer.
Oh, Aiden O'Brien?
Wait, he's a trainer?
Yeah.
He made the cut.
That's
how little Aidens there are.
All these guys they list are all Irish actors or Irish film.
I didn't know Aiden was an Irish name.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't either. Oh. Now I feel bad about myself. Sorry, Grandpa.
Oh, there's a long list on there. You can check it out.
Sorry, Grandpa Aiden. All right, let's take a break.
All right.